Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the official Stars and Stripes edition of Scuba Radio. I am Greg the Dive Master. We have fireworks, we have music. We have all the pomp and circumstance to go along with it for our special July 4th. Oh, that was gas?
That was gas.
Pete, I told you not to have Mexican before wood on the air today. Bastard! But whatever works, it is July 4th. Very patriotic edition of the big show today.
I do have a quick question for you, Greg. Do you know if they have the 4th of July in England?
They have the 4th of July in England, absolutely. They may not celebrate it exactly the same way.
I think they mourn it.
Is that what it is?
They have the 4th of July in England because otherwise the 3rd would be right before the 5th of July.
Yeah. Well, 4th of July, very special because this is the year where Americans come together and blow crap up.
So, Greg, I have a trivia question.
God bless America.
I have a trivia question about the Declaration of Independence. When was it signed?
When was the Declaration of Independence?
When was the Declaration of Independence signed?
What is this, a test or something?
This is a
quiz.
Quiz.
Oh, is there going to be a test too?
It depends on how well you do with the quiz.
Okay, I'm going to say sometime in 1776. I'm just guessing.
But what date?
What is the date?
What is the date that the Declaration of Independence was signed? How about you, Bill? Do you know?
I know that it was approved by the Continental Congress on the 3rd of July.
Yeah, I was going to say, July 4th sounds like a trick question.
Yes, some people signed it, perhaps, on the 4th, including John Hancock, but people signed it all around July.
No, it was signed on the 3rd.
So Bill got it. He is the answer
Bill
man.
Bill got it.
By the way, in his other life, Bill is known as Bill the Answer Guy. And
of course, he could tell there was a trick question in all that.
Well, I did too. I just didn't know what the trick answer was. You know,
like who was buried in Grant's tomb or something like that.
Yeah, no one's buried in Grant's tomb.
Okay,
it's a tomb. It's above ground.
But all right,
enough nonsense.
Oh, that's likely.
Yeah, really.
We're ending the show this quickly. Why are we ending the show?
Well, you know. We're going to celebrate in style today. Not only do we have fireworks. I brought this up as a joke last week on the show, but lo and behold, after mentioning the idea of doing underwater fireworks, I'm not alone. I was actually approached by several people via email this past week saying that, Greg, yeah, we do some underwater. I have some experience with doing underwater fireworks displays. And I thought, hey, that could be
just like the galaxy dive we do at Jenny.
Where you did the glow sticks things and bust them open.
Bust them open. You have all the
leave all
glittery
that
stuff.
Toxic material.
Toxic polluting us.
To filter
you know,
down to the
die.
Florida aquifer.
No, it's coming out of the aquifer. We didn't put it into the aquifer. I'm sorry. It ultimately goes out to the sea.
Oh, okay.
That's why
that's
sea turtle has that cross-eyed.
Exactly. I wonder why they were glowing. But anyway, yeah. No. Some people have done that. And we're going to get to the bottom of that on today's show and a lot of stuff. As I get ready to go to Dominica, I'm going to celebrate America today, and then I've been deported. I'll be deported on Wednesday. So
that's reason enough to celebrate.
Maybe whatever you use as motivation to celebrate the July 4th holiday, that's okay with me. That's fine. But in the studio with us today, we have some very special guests from the Boy Scouts of America, and they are here. to award me with a special designation. There are no, I mean, they are wearing uniforms, but they don't have handcuffs for a change, which is a good thing when it comes to awarding me, you know,
it's a different world for you.
The past, though. You know what I'm saying?
What? It's a different world for you, isn't it?
It is. But they've come to recognize or sign me up as the first official scuba diving counselor for the Boy Scouts of America. Jim and Joseph are with us. Jim, how did this come to be, first off? Were you really that desperate?
No. Actually, I heard about the merit badge coming out, and I just thought it would be a natural fit with Greg and some of the other people that I know that are in the industry.
Yeah, okay. So obviously he hadn't been listening long. No, it is a cool thing. I joke, but this actually is a very prestigious.
Oh, you know what? The thing is that everybody in the room, except for you, would want to be the first merit badge counselor.
Wait, what
for
do you say? I don't
badge.
Want to. I do want to.
Yeah, but I think the rest of us would understand how prestigious it is.
Right.
Now, we are not asking you to do navigation, Greg. I've had experience with you navigating.
All right, James, let's not go there. But basically what this is I will now be able to go to, Boy Scouts, or they can come to me, and I can take them through a curriculum that is similar to a PADI open water diving certification class.
It would probably include that material and probably have more to it than that, because the idea is for you to help young people not just become divers, because you already do that as Greg the Dive Master, but also to become better stewards of their community.
Yes, I would have them stand up and have to perform a
special... You
not Jimmy Stewart.
You don't get to... You do
I will
not
listen
get
to scuba radio for the rest of my life, so help me God.
No hazing, no special requirements,
what?
Nothing like that. No.
No hazing, I think that's a possibility.
No.
They put a halt on that a long time ago.
Oh, Oh boy! Yeah,
we're the products of it.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? There is some level of creativity that I can throw into this mix as being the first diving counselor, I believe, isn't there, Joseph? Don't I have some kind of leeway to kind of kick things up a notch?
Oh boy! I guess I'm going to have to talk to the guys in Dallas and stuff like that and find out if we can make that special exception.
Okay.
Dallas.
Forget it.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you've heard of Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah.
Well, with Boy Scouts, it's Dallas, we have a problem.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's basically a curriculum that I got to follow by the T, but basically I can do it.
That's correct, Greg.
Do I get a shirt out of it? Do I get a cap or something? Or a patch? Well, I get
a
patch. We're
giving you some patches, and we've got a couple of other things here for you today.
Yeah, what is this?
Well, Greg,
am I being served? Oh, wait, no, this is a picture. Nice. Central Florida Council Boy Scouts of America. Nice.
Suitable for framing, Greg.
Absolutely.
It's a special edition. And along with that is a patch that we want you to have. And we also have one for Bill also. And these are given out once a year as special awards recognition for adults who have done a great job with the council.
Nice. Well, thank you very much. I really do appreciate that. I joke, but this actually... is quite a prestigious award or designation that they are offering to us here at Scuba Radio, and I'm honored to be a part of it and to tell other people how they can participate, which basically, Jim, what they can do is if you're a PADI open water instructor or dive instructor, you could...
Anyone on the RTSC council would be fine.
Any certification agency, pretty much, if you're a dive instructor, you can actually earn or... sign up to be a dive counselor for the Boy Scouts of America and use your skills and show them or use them to share the joy of diving to those kids, right?
Well, now, at this point, they can't really sign up to be a merit badge counselor because the merit badge isn't really offered yet, right?
That'll be later on this year, yes. But so, meanwhile, we want you to teach some of the boys, like one that I ran into the other day. This young man has already earned his Eagle Scout Award. He's working on his second Silver Palm right now, which is 30 merit badges beyond that. I personally awarded him the Award of Merit, which is given out for saving life. And then this young man is taking up and just finished his open water diving with his father just a week or two ago.
How cool.
So what do you want me to do to this kid? You
teach
want me
scuba.
To ruin him? Oh, I see. Yeah, I can.
He has a problem following basic, simple directions, and we're made him into a counselor.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, it is pretty cool, though.
And no, dude, now you know what I've been doing all along. You've heard of me going off on my Boy Scout adventures to Jamboree, and
yeah.
You know, Dallas on the way back from DEMA last year, and now you have a taste of what it is to serve the nation.
Well, I'm going
to patriotic.
I'm going to go home tonight and blow up some stuff in honor of me being the first
not Boy Scouts
for the Boy Scouts of America. Oh, okay, yeah, it's July 4th too. Just a coincidence. But now I have even more reason to blow stuff up today. It'll be in celebration of this new designation. Can I get a card that says you're number one kind of thing like that?
No. But we'll all salute you as you leave the studio today.
And it'll say you're number one?
You can interpret it however you'd like.
All right. I'm just going to go blow stuff up. That'll be more fun. And you know what? I think I'm going to do it underwater. Neil Watson is on the line, the hardest working man in the dive industry. Neil, did you hear this? I just got a merit badge, or I'm a merit badge counselor for the Boy Scouts of America. Who would have thunk it?
Certainly not me. What, you're still blowing up the doll? What was that? I heard.
No, that's a different merit badge.
Oh, all right.
That's a different organization.
Hey, happy 4th of July, man.
Back at you, buddy. Now, I wanted to bring you on, Neil, because I mentioned at the top of the show that doing an underwater fireworks display was just something I brought up on the air last week. And sure enough, I get on the phone with Neil this week, and I'm telling him about this stuff. He goes, oh, man, I used to do that all the time. Will you please explain, Neil?
Well, you know, there's underwater flares that work, but
that's
it wasn't necessarily
obvious
on the 4th of July. But, you know, a cherry bomb, you can it'll go off underwater.
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
1 second. Before
and
we
Boy
finish
Scouts,
this.
Are you listening?
Yeah, actually, I was going to ask if the Boy Scouts could stop listening.
Oh,
that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah. Like, can you censor this to the Boy Scouts or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah. And the Girl Scouts.
I discovered that at school, Cocoa Junior High.
Okay. You went to school?
In Cocoa Beach?
Well, that's why I said junior high.
Oh, okay. But you're a senior now.
You know, well, that's a whole other story, high school. But I discovered that you could light these cherry bombs and flush them down the toilet.
Oh, my goodness.
And it would almost rock the whole school. Unfortunately, it also blow all the plumbing out underwater, you know, underground and stuff, which created a little bit of a problem. But it got me out of school for weeks at a time.
Oh, well, we'll see. Now you know.
What's the statute of limitations on this sort of thing, I wonder?
You know, I see a YouTube segment coming up.
Well, here's what not to do, kids.
Yeah.
You know, don't try
exactly
this at home, or don't
exactly
try this at school.
It was events like this that I was given the option by a judge to either join the military, which happened to be the Marine Corps, or to become a ward of the state and break up rocks and stuff. So I would highly suggest that you don't do this.
I'm not sure which path he took, but he but he ended up being a diving legend. So God bless him, and America too.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Leave it to Scuba Radio to find out that indeed cherry bombs will still go off underwater. Try to get
tell
that
you what,
information anywhere else.
I don't think you want to be in the water when that happens.
Probably not.
No, I'd say you don't want to be in the water when that happens. Let's take the probably out of it.
You think?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe that's something you do on your surface interval while you're standing on the boat. And hey, take a look at this.
I thought that's how you fished, Greg.
Yeah, actually, yeah, it probably wouldn't be good for the
except
fish.
Except it's like a little bit bigger, yeah. Quarter stick of dynamite.
Yeah, bad
like
for
that.
The reef, bad for the fish, bad for the divers. Yeah, it seems like a brilliant plan, though. We already know it's bad for plumbing.
I think we have a coral hugger in the group here.
Okay,
Greg.
Maybe you're right.
No. I like to hover above it. I don't like to hug it.
Okay, you guys are just mad because you're not official dive counselors for the Boy Scouts.
I'm getting madder every time you open your mouth, actually, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, let's move on. Tina Haig from Haig Quarry is on the line. Tina, welcome to Scuba Radio. Happy 4th of July. How are you?
Happy 4th to you, too, Greg. Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Very good. Now, I wanted to bring Tina on today because we got to talk a little bit about an event coming up right after we get back from Dominica. We're heading up to Chicago, South Chicago, to the Jim Haig Memorial Dive. And Diver Appreciation Day on Sunday, July 26th. Things gearing up hot and heavy for that thing?
Well, they are. We've got about 20 contributors of equipment manufacturers, dive shops, and clubs have generously donated numerous items, including Blackbeard's crews. And,
nice.
And, yeah, a lot of scuba equipment will be raffled off as well, so we're getting geared up for it.
Yeah, you know, it's south of Chicago.
But you know, he is directionally challenged.
But she's got
north of Miami.
A tad north of Miami.
But she's kind of set up a little slice of the Caribbean right there in southern Chicago.
Right in the middle of the cornfields, we have a little piece of the Caribbean here.
Yeah, it's really a cool place.
Flamingos, palm trees, and tiki huts. We got it all.
Tina, do not let this man lead a dive in the quarry. We will never see him again.
That has happened.
Yeah, I did that last time. What's the matter with you? But I'm bringing a mermaid with us again. Mermaid Angela is going to go up there to Chicago as well as Single Scott. We're going to go up there and hang out with the divers from Chicago.
Yeah, baby!
And I'm really looking forward to it because this event has really turned into a really great adventure for the folks in the area for the last few years. I mean, several hundred divers have been showing up for this last couple of years.
Right, several hundred generous divers. All of the proceeds go to the John Shedd Aquarium, the Volunteer Divers Program.
Oh, very nice.
So we've given over $3,500 to their equipment program and helped them purchase new wetsuits and regulators.
Yes, well, it's a cool event, and obviously it benefits a good cause. Shedd Aquarium, quite an attraction in its own right there in downtown Chicago,
right,
on the water. Now, the quarry, what is the water temp right now, Tina?
Well, it's a balmy 76 degrees down about 20 feet, and visibility is 30 feet.
Okay, now you mentioned 20 feet. Now, last time I was there, it was earlier in the year. I did a dry suit. And I was like, yeah, it wasn't so bad that first 20 feet. But then at 20 feet, I did hit a thermocline. And even in a dry suit, I don't think, my nether regions had ever contracted quite that much in my life. So how
did you forget to wear your undies again?
Well, yeah, you know, commando, I'm just trying to fit in.
Silly boy.
Yes. But what is that thermocline? 76, that's not too bad. That's like the Florida Springs.
Right. And then there's a thermocline at about probably 30 feet and another one at 40 feet. And the one at 40 feet runs around 60, 62 degrees.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a little nippy.
All right. But there'll be no wetsuits this time. If I want to go diving, I'm doing like a 7 mil wetsuit.
Oh, you big chicken. Yeah.
Well, you say it should be no problem. But
it should be no problem.
Well, you didn't mention 20 feet. What's the thermocline at 20 feet?
Well, at 20 feet, it's in the 70s.
It's still in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you what.
What's the first thermocline? What does it go down to?
It's about 20, 25 feet.
All right. So,
and what's the temperature at the first thermocline?
Well, it's in the high 60s.
Oh, so it's spring water still,
Oh, yeah,
Greg.
Sure it is.
All right.
She's
Greg,
planning on doing this dive in a T-shirt.
You could.
Okay. Well, so it sounds like a challenge.
I wouldn't recommend without a T-shirt. Those bluegills get hungry.
Excuse me?
If you know what I mean.
I don't, but it sounds
you'll
like
find
some,
out.
Sounds like an experience I need to have.
That's right.
Freshwater piranha.
HaigQuarry.com. Once again, Tina Haig, the Jim Haig Memorial Diver and Diver Appreciation Day, Sunday, July 26th. Don't miss it. Get all the details right there at HaigQuarry.com. We'll be there. We're broadcasting and recording a show for August 1st. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We start.
started producing scuba radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for scuba radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about this thing at Hague Quarry, July 26th. You know, next Wednesday this week, I leave for Dominica. The next two shows, the Scuba Radio, will be from the island of Dominica. And right after that, we go to Hague Quarry. Then, I'm home for maybe a week and a half. And then I'm off to the Bahamas with Explorer Ventures.
Your life is so difficult.
It's a busy, busy schedule. But it's a sacrifice I'm willing to make as your dive guide here at Scuba Radio. And, you know, you're welcome to join us on any of these adventures.
Unless your name is Bill.
Unless your name is Bill. Exactly. That Explorer Ventures live aboard, by the way. You know, last week we had the announcement on the show that they're doing a special buy four, get one free deal, which is literally, that is unheard of in the live aboard dive business, where you buy four spots, get one free. That just is, it's a remarkable, price to pay for such a cool, cool adventure. And that buy four, get one free deal, it goes across the board to all the Explorer Ventures liveaboards over the next few weeks.
That's
or
a
next
20% discount.
Yeah, but it also applies to our special Scuba Radio scuba cruises, like that one in August. We leave August 8th for Georgetown, and that will also be a demo week with Olympus cameras, Bonica High Definition underwater video cameras, and Oceanic Canarias dive equipment that you can try out for the week. So, you know, we're bringing our little song and dance routine, doing our little broadcast. You can be a part of that as well. We'll have a few extra friends on board for that little adventure, and we'll be diving off of Conception Island and out of Georgetown, the Exuma Chain there in the Bahamas. It's very remote diving, very pristine, awesome, awesome dive excursion. And then also in September, September 26th, we leave for our Freeport, Bahamas, live aboard with Explorer Ventures. That one will be a wild dolphin excursion, where we're going to actually, do two tanks in the morning, have lunch, and then cruise for wild dolphin pods in the afternoon. Jeff Myers from Divers Alert Network going to be on with that adventure for us as well. And we will also be doing the demo equipment with Olympus, Bonica, and Oceanic on that one as well. So a lot of, added value elements to the Scuba Radio scuba cruises, not to mention the buy four, get one free. All you have to do is get a hold of Explorer Ventures. ExploreVentures.com. Book it today, whether it's our trip or any of those trips. Take advantage of those deals. You won't regret it. More coming up.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
And welcome to the special July 4th edition of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yes, these fireworks are above water, just so you know. We decided to play it safe. Figure the fish need a break. As cool as it may be to experience an underwater fireworks display, You know, Bill brought up that whole issue of, well, people could get hurt. Probably not good for the environment. Eh, why not? Let's just blow some stuff up like the traditional way that most Americans do on the 4th of July, and that's what we decided to do. Now, a couple little tidbits. Coming up on today's show, Eric Douglas. Also, we're going to talk about some sharks. And, of course, you know, we are going to check in with Simon if we can hook up with him in Dominique as we head out there next week. But if that weren't enough, we're going to check in with our friends from Grenada. I figured, why not? It's 4th of July. Let's call everyone outside the country.
And that makes perfect sense.
And spread the joy of being an American, or, I don't know, something like that.
Or just be the ugly American.
Okay.
Maybe. He's got that down pat.
Yeah, yeah. But a couple little tidbits before we get into all that and your Dan Good Diving safety tip. You know, in the news this week, it's been kind of like a subplot under, you know, the Michael Jackson thing and all this other stuff that's been catching the news with the economy and all this stuff. You heard about the coup down there in Honduras.
Yes.
Yes, we have.
And, you know, you may not think that much about it, but I started going, wait a minute, what about our friends in Roatan? And like Anthony's Key Resort and all the dive properties down there on the island of Roatan in that area of the world. I mean, that is part of Honduras. I did make a call and just to find out, like, hey, does this whole coup and the military taking over your government have anything or had any kind of negative impact on your dive operation there in Roatan? And the short answer is no, because they said the out island of Roatan kind of operates in its
independently.
Own, yeah, a little bit, yeah, kind of in its own little world type of thing. And this
given
is
a choice,
inland.
Though, fly direct.
Yeah,
I would say that would probably be good if you could afford to do so. Yes, that
yeah.
Might
try
be.
Not to land in the Honduran capital and change planes.
I think
fly direct and carry a big stick.
Pedro Sansulo or Sula Honduras is where a lot of times you have to connect through there to get to Roatan.
Yeah, let's fly to Panama. Connect from there.
I'm just saying. It's not
connect
a problem.
Out of Mexico City.
You just Cancun. You know, I got to tell you, last time I flew into Roatan, I went through Pedro Sansulo, and I noticed there were armed guards at the airport.
Yes, and now they're in charge.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think that's an airport you may want to try and plan your itinerary around.
At the time, they had a chip on their shoulder. Now they're in power, I guess. I don't know. But but she said, no, it's not a problem. You know, it's getting a lot of news coverage, and obviously there could be some issues down the road. We'll have to wait and
Roatan
see.
Roatan is kind of like the Key West of Honduras.
Could be. Like the Conch Republic of Honduras, maybe.
This is such a peaceful coup, though. I mean, they just picked the guy up in his pajamas. They flew him off the island and said, have a nice day. Bye-bye. And, you know, life went on. From what we've heard from all the people down in the Honduras and Roatan, it's pretty much business as usual. They have a curfew, and that's about it.
Yeah. So fear not. If you got a dive adventure scheduled for Roatan, everything is still operating as normal, and you might want to pay attention to the whole thing. But don't fear that anybody has been closed down or anything is not operating because of this. It seems like it's not that big a deal to them at the moment. At least
they still have all the traffic lights are working on Roatan. Oh, wait, there aren't any traffic lights.
Go and have fun is their message here. Go and have fun.
The diving is still great, no matter who runs the country.
Fish don't care.
Dan Tip next. Stay close.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Being a diver has its rewards, like getting discounts on the latest oceanic gear just for sharing the underwater world with your friends and family. In fact, every time you refer a friend who signs up for a scuba class at an authorized oceanic dealer, each of you will be rewarded with $50 off oceanic gear. There's no limit to the savings you can enjoy. The more you refer, the more you save. Find the oceanic dealer near you and get all the details at oceanicworldwide.com. Reward yourself, reward your friends with oceanic dive gear at oceanicworldwide.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI. the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 6. Playing underwater chess is no longer recommended by the Scuba Diving Institute. Studies have indicated that a floating rook can get stuck in the throat of passing fish. And there's nothing more irritating than having a little plastic rook show up in your flounder dinner.
Let the game begin.
Please get me out of here.
And besides, those cardboard chess boards keep getting all soggy and fall apart. And nobody wants that.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Jeff Meyer, COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. You're looking happy today, Jeff.
Hey, spring is in the air, and that always makes me happy.
Yeah? How come?
It means the start of dive season is just around the corner.
You mean there's an end to dive season?
Oh, sure. There are a lot of us who dive year-round, but for many divers, spring and summer mark the start of their diving days.
Ah, and spring is here.
Yes, it is. We've still got a bit of time until the dive season kicks off, but it's a perfect time to get ready for it.
Got any advice on how we can do that?
As a matter of fact, I do. Now is a time when it's all about preparation. That way, you'll be ready to get in the water as soon as you get the chance.
Starting with?
How about yourself? Hopefully, you've spent some time over the winter either starting or reinvigorating your fitness routine, but if not, it's never too late. Make sure you're eating well and exercising, so you'll be in shape for the water.
Sounds easy enough.
Yep. And there's one more step to make it complete. All of us should routinely monitor our health. So if you haven't had a physical in the last year, it's a great time to get one.
I'll make an appointment. I'm guessing we should spend some time on our equipment too, though, huh?
That's next in line, sure. If you haven't done it already, it's time to take the big stuff in for servicing. BCDs, regulators, tanks, and anything else that needs attention.
That's a good reminder. I think mine's due, now that I think about it. But what about the smaller stuff? You know, like accessories and toys?
Those should be given every bit of attention you show every other piece of gear. In fact, it's almost more important, since we tend to forget that the smaller stuff should be checked as thoroughly as anything else.
Like what?
Start with electronics. Your computer, your dive light, or tank markers. Are they all working? Do they have fresh batteries? Make sure that everything that runs on batteries has a new one. Even if it works now, it doesn't mean it'll make it through the season. And you don't want it to quit on you while you're in the middle of a dive.
What else?
How about things that spend most of their time rolled up, like dive reels? They should be unrolled and checked for fraying or weak spots in the line. And safety sausages? They're another one that spends a lot of time tightly bound, so unroll them and even inflate them just to make sure they're good to go. Lift bags should get the same treatment.
How about straps, like on your fins and mask?
Absolutely. Definitely check those and take a look at your dive knife to make sure it hasn't rusted. Take a look at your exposure protection and make sure there aren't any holes or split seams.
What are we forgetting?
How about emergency planning? If you've got an oxygen unit, you absolutely should be checking it to ensure it's in proper working order. And first aid kits. Take a minute to go through them and ensure they're fully stocked.
How about taking a minute to review any emergency assistance plans you've generated?
An excellent suggestion. Double check all the information and numbers on your emergency assistance plan to make sure everything's correct and up to date.
I'll make a note of it.
The point is, every single piece of gear you use in your diving should be thoroughly inspected before you head off for another summer in the sun. No detail is too small. Equipment is beautifully designed these days, and it's never been safer, but it still requires proper care and maintenance. But if you take care of it, it'll take you on some grand adventures this summer.
And that'll definitely put a spring in your step. Spring is here, which means summer is just around the corner.
And with summer comes dive season. It's a great time of year to do your pre-season safety check. So pull out your gear and give it a thorough inspection. Spending some time with it now means your time can be spent in the water later. Do that and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
I have just tweeted that. Stop. What?
You're not going to ever get people to sign up for your Twitter account.
My twit?
If every time you Twitter something, you tell them over the radio what you Twittered. So what you do is you tease them, Greg.
Okay.
You tell them if you had signed up for the Twitter, you would have just tweeted.
At twitter.com/scuba radio, you would see just right now that I twitted. Or how do you say that? What was a past twit?
Twittered?
Twatted?
No.
I don't know. I have been chosen.
You're reading it by the Boy Scouts of America to be the first diving counselor. Whatever you do,
don't read it.
Only way.
There, see, there's your tease. What did I? How did I describe that whole thing? What expression of joy did I? You'll have to go to twitter.com/scuba radio to find out. I bet Eric Douglas could just figure it out. He's from Divers Alert Network, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Eric? And happy 4th.
Doing great, Greg. I always have thought you were kind of a twit. So,
thank you. I think. I don't know. Do you have any one word expression that you think I would have put on Twitter? What would you suggest? What would you say after I shared that twit with you? That Twitter.
One word.
Yeah. How do you express the sheer joy associated with being chosen the first diving Boy Scout counselor?
The first diving Boy Scout counselor. If it were me, it would be terrified. But that's a different discussion. For you, probably. Actually, you were probably. I would say.
He's typing.
Yeah, I don't have a clue.
He's typing in twitter.com/scuba radio.
I would guess
his computer's
cool.
Too slow.
I would guess cool.
You are absolutely wrong. You'll have to go look for yourself. But Eric, how are you doing, man? Are you enjoying yourself here on the 4th? Are you diving or what?
I am not diving, but I'm definitely enjoying myself today. I actually hung out in the pool with my kids today, but now I'm, believe it or not, running down a back road with a couple old friends of mine. We're about to go spend the night on the river, watch the fireworks, have an adult beverage or eight, and just enjoy ourselves.
Okay, well, you're not diving. Maybe, having some good family time there, it sounds like. Maybe inspiration for your next novel, booksbyeric.com, you think?
You know, I have to tell you this story. The river and the boat I'm going to go spend on is actually a 64-foot sternwheeler.
Okay.
Not like a normal boat, but a big sternwheel-driven paddle-wheel boat.
Like a old-time river boat, like Mark Twain used to ride on or something.
That's exactly it. So, but we're actually going to a riverboat festival, so there's going to be probably 15 or 20 of these things all tied up together.
Okay. Well, how do you incorporate a boat like that and the fact that this goofball from a radio show just got named Boy Scouts of America's first diving counselor?
The stern counselor.
Yes, that's it. I like it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Something up. It's the 4th of July. We got Neil Diamond and Eric Douglas from Divers Alert Network. He's on the line celebrating the holiday. And Eric, are you just kicking back already or just getting ready to hit the water? Is that what the plan was?
No, we are cruising down an old country road heading down to Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Point Pleasant's probably most singularly famous for Mothman. If you remember the Mothman movie from a few years ago?
Wait, Mothman?
Mothman, M-O-T-H, man.
Mothman. I am not familiar with Mothman.
It was kind of a B-grade horror flick that hit the theaters a few years ago.
B's a little high. We're talking more like a 72, maybe 72 and a half if they did the extra credit.
Okay. Exactly.
More like a C movie.
Yeah.
B minus, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
We're heading down the road, heading down to the river and going to just enjoy ourselves for the afternoon.
Very nice. Now, booksbyeric.com, you can go there and check out his novels. You know, he does this on the side in between his duties there at Divers Alert Network, pretty much running the place. But,
you're going to get me in trouble now.
Yeah, well, hey, that wouldn't be the first time. Come on, Eric.
It wouldn't be the first time that we got him in trouble. You're absolutely right.
Exactly.
By claiming that he has his boss's job. Nice work.
But what have you been doing novel-wise? The last one, last release was Guardian's Keep, right?
The last novel was Guardian's Keep. It's been doing pretty well. It's been about 6 months now. Good summertime read if you're, you got to do something on the surface interval. So,
absolutely.
Between dives, you can sit on the boat and read the book. That's been out. I also just a couple months ago put out the next of the short stories, the Froghead Key that we released over 9 weeks on booksbyeric.com on the website.
Right.
And had a lot of fun with that. Promoted it mostly through Facebook actually, and had a lot of fun with that. And keeping busy. I'm now writing a column for one of the dive magazines as well, and
work has you so busy that it's hard to work on your writing, isn't it, Eric?
I'm trying to figure out where you're headed with this one, Bill.
I'm helping you out here.
Salvage.
Work is so there's so much
work
to do
is,
at work.
I am so busy with damn work. Absolutely, I barely have time to work on my own stuff.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Eric. Good man, way to save. All right, there you go. That'll do it for hour one of our patriotic, our Stars and Stripes edition of Scuba Radio. Hour two, great white sharks like serial killers. We talked about it last week. We have a researcher on the show this week. Do not miss it. That's all coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.